Thank you for listening to this DuPont Media production, available on all major podcast platforms. This is Rod Peterson on demand.
Hey, podcast listeners, this is Rod Peterson. Be sure to join Dupes and me in Houston, Texas, this December from the 5th to the 10th. I guarantee you we'll be checking in on the Texans and the Broncos on NFL Sunday, plus two live shows with all our football buddies, including George Cortez and Don Narcisse. If you've always wanted to see a college football game and it's on your bucket list, why not join us in Houston for a college football playoff game? We're waiting on the Houston Rockets NBA schedule, but if they're home, one of the hottest teams in the NBA will be part of the trip. Check us out now at rodpeterson.com/trip, and thanks to Uniglobe for putting it on.
Send us your opinions now. We won't victimize you unless you really deserve it. Now, back to your host, Rod Peterson.
Welcome to Hour 2 of the Rod Peterson Show, everybody, on this Wednesday, July 24th, 2019, from sunny and humid Saskatchewan. What a summer it's turned out to be. Isn't that great?
Might get a little rain today.
Is that right?
Did you bring Big Bird?
Do I got to get Big Bird home before the rain?
Thunder showers.
Throw a blanket over top of her.
I really should check the forecast a little more closely when I'm driving that topless Jeep around town. Got caught in the rain here not that long ago. I told you that, right? Well, it was raining so hard that I couldn't see the off-ramp off Ring Road going home. That scared me a little bit.
Wow.
Of course, it doesn't bother me that everybody's pointing at me and laughing.
Do you wear goggles?
Goggles, paisano. No, I don't.
That's a second Flintstones reference today.
Second Flintstones reference on the program today. I'm Rod Peterson. He's Darren DuPont. I'm Chip. He's Dale. Which, the ironic thing is, if there was a male stripper at all, it would be you.
I was going to say Chip and Dale.
On this. We will delve right back into the sports talk in a moment, but I'm giving Lance last chance you a second chance.
Well, you are.
Yeah, I was watching it last night. Mrs. P was out golfing. You know she can't get enough of that.
How'd she do?
I didn't ask her she's always great.
I know.
She's just a fantastic golfer. And anyways, I'm watching Last Chance U. My mind's being blown here right now. What was my point on that? Oh, one of the players came in, the cowboy. I think his name is Chance or Chase something, but he was wearing a brown leather vest, and that's all up top.
Yeah.
Wrangler jeans and a cowboy hat, and he came into the team meetings. And one of the linemen said, "You look like a male stripper." And the whole team broke out laughing. So I'm starting to get into Last Chance U. And I'm following their play-by-play guy, Jeff Carpenter, on Twitter now, and vice versa. He's a pretty good play-by-play guy. Did you even watch that show at all?
No, I don't watch that
Last
show.
Last chance. You might want to give it a chance now.
Do you ever watch the baseball one? The announcer guy used to be the voice on The Simpsons. What the heck is it called? It was an HBO one there.
Oh, like Hank Azaria.
Yeah. He does the voice, and he's the kind of the drunken minor league baseball player, baseball announcer voice.
Major League's all I need. Harry Doyle. That's all I need for baseball.
Hello, Tribe fans.
Welcome to TP Talk.
Cracking the bats together.
So it's episode number 38. We've been asking our viewers for their favorite number 38s. We came up with Pavel Dimitra, and Kurt Schilling is number 38s in sports lore. A viewer from Saskatoon brought up Tristan Jackson, his favorite all-time number 38. What else do we have? Yogi Berra came up from Ty on the Facebook string. Willard Reeves, of course, from the plethora of Bomber fans that are watching this morning from Winnipeg. Winnipeg was, I think, the fourth highest viewed city for the Rod Peterson Show yesterday. It went Regina, Saskatoon, Toronto, Winnipeg.
Estevan?
Moose Jaw has overtaken Estevan.
Oh!
As of yesterday, anyways, for
Come
viewership
on,
of the Rod
City.
Peterson. Come on, Estevan. Let's get with it. We can't just rely on the Saragellas. And we want to get our listenership and viewership up in Saskatoon. Right?
Big
so Saskatoon, share the program, please. If you're watching and you're enjoying the program, share it on your Facebook feed. Just go down to the bottom of the page, click share, tag your friends. We would be greatly desirous of you doing that.
I heard a rumor that they're redoing Griffith Stadium there and taking the track out, moving the
stands. Haven't they been saying that for years?
Moving the stands closer to the field, speaking of Saskatoon, that would be, I think Rider fans would wholeheartedly appreciate that, bringing them closer to the action when training camp is on and they're up there, because you do sit back a little ways.
Have they not been saying that for years?
It's been a dream there for a while, and I believe they're closer than ever.
Okay,
I really do.
Sure,
moving the track over to Gordie Howe.
Okay,
you know where the speed skating oval is in behind the field. So it is a plan to kind of blow it up and kind of redo the field. It's time too, because that track is very beaten up at Griffith Stadium. Mm-hmm. Very beaten up. So I don't know if they've begun work this summer. I don't think so, but it's very close.
Too close.
Getting back on track, Nathan writing us on the Facebook feed. He is Bob Hughes' nephew.
Okay.
So not only are Nathan and I good friends, but he has a genetic connection to my favorite all-time sports writer. So Nathan writes this on Facebook. He says, I'm watching from St. Petersburg, Florida. The game of the week is obviously Winnipeg at Hamilton. Yeah. Two best teams. How can it be anything else? Well, the rational people would agree with you. But the, you know, green goggle wearing members of the Rider Nation would say whatever game the Riders are playing in, that is Canada's game of the week. That's why we have a poll on such things for Capital Auto Mall and Universal Collision Center, and the poll respondents are saying Canada's game of the week is Winnipeg at Hamilton. However, let's just back up the truck a little bit. Fans of other CFL teams are fighting over each other for what we're going to talk about on the program, which I love, but we can't talk about everybody at one time. And I see that CTV Regina, I think it was CTV Regina, referring to this game Saturday as a trap game.
What?
For the Rough Riders. A trap game. So Brian Warishan, he runs the BC Lions podcast, Lions Den podcast. He says, trap game? Okay. Huh? This is on Twitter. This isn't a trap game. And if it wasn't CTV Regina who said that, I apologize, but it's not a trap game.
Well, what's BC's record? 1-4? 1-5? 1-5 versus 2-3? I don't think that the definition of a trap game can fall into two teams with losing records. That maybe if Winnipeg was playing BC this week, that would be considered a trap game. A team with a winning record who's on a roll. The Riders are on a roll of exactly, we won a game yesterday. We win one tomorrow, that's two in a row. You know, like that's it.
Who are you imitating there, Jones?
No, the manager from Major League.
Well, Lou Doyle.
We win.
Or Lou.
Oh, that was good. It's good. Yeah, I like it. The raspiness.
We win another one. That's called the winning streak.
Close your eyes. You can see the mustache.
you know.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to get Lou. I'm trying to remember what his last name was on the show.
Want to coach the Indians? No, get your great deal on some white walls, though.
I'm impressed.
You're close.
That's good. Yeah. I really can see it.
It's not a trap game.
I understand the idea around it, though, when you think about it. I mean, yeah, two teams with losing records. The Riders have a losing record. They've only won one in a row. But you really look at the way this team has evolved, despite the circumstances of the quarterback going down in you know, the opening drive of the season. The Ottawa game, yeah, we lost, but, you know, Cody Fajardo, that was kind of his coming out party. He played really well. The Toronto game, he played really well. So forget about Calgary, and then he bounced back with another good effort. Three of the last 4 weeks, you know, this team has had a lot of positivity, right? And maybe riding up a little bit too high, rolling in thinking, okay, we beat them once, now we're going to beat them again, BC's done, you overlook them. That's where you get into the mindset of a trap game.
I just think people need to know the actual definition of a trap game, and I think you just explained it very well. On the Prairie Mobile text line, anonymous texter writes in and says, Producer Clark is the Gary Delabate Baba Booey of your show. Fla, fla, flow, fly. That's for Howard Stern fans. Hey now! He is the Baba Booey of the show.
I'm a golf fan, so I get so sick and tired of some moron
yelling
behind Tiger every time he hits a ball. I'm like, shut up. Seriously?
The Baba Booey of the show.
Literally, you just had your 15 seconds of fame, and nobody cares because it's so overdone. Just shut the hell up.
For those that don't know, every PGA tournament on the tee box, as soon as they tee off, some guy in the crowd yells, Baba Booey! And then Howard Stern plays those clips on his show Monday morning. I find it infinitely entertaining. Wayne in Victoria on the Prairie Mobile text line writes in, Prairie Mobile, your authorized SaskTel mobility dealer. He says, hi, Rod. I'm on the road near Golden, BC, heading back to Victoria. Your show helps make the miles melt away. Well, thank you, Wayne. Drive safe out there in the mountains, if you don't mind. And I wouldn't mind getting out there for a road trip soon. Just hearing about Golden, BC makes me wish that I was there. It's so beautiful.
It's a nice spot. Hey, I did see one other person make a comment on the Facebook page that it's $100,000 50-50 going on in BC. Saturday? I don't know if that's
true. I saw that too.
True, but
starts at 100 grand.
So they're doing that. They have the $10 tickets for kids to get in. I like what BC is doing.
They're working
in that.
their ass off.
The team on the field is struggling, but I applaud the marketing department for getting out there and trying to get butts in the seats, trying to get young butts in the seats. The league needs more of this, and I've been given this a ton of thought is, why are we not seeing sellouts, or why are we not seeing better crowds, or what is going on? This isn't something that happens overnight. And one of the things I've come up with is, who are the stars in the CFL right now? You know, you look at the NBA, they're marketing Kawhi Leonard. They're marketing LeBron James. They're marketing James Harden. You go to the NHL, Connor McDavid, Sidney Crosby, Alex Ovechkin. But who right now are the stars? When you look at the Riders and they were going through, the decade of decadence, as Rod always coined it, you had the Canadian Air Force, you had Rob Bagg, you had Chris Getzlaff, you had Weston Dressler, stars, guys that people latched onto. And I think a real problem with the CFL right now is player mobility is you can't count on anybody to stay anywhere for more than a year
or two. It's
not
just a CFL thing, though.
No, I know, but I'm just trying to drill down as what is the challenges that they're facing? And I just... who is a star in this league right now? Ottawa, nobody. Montreal, Vernon Adams, not really. Even Hamilton, like, are you talking Jeremiah Mazzoli? Your two stars are, one, Levi Mitchell is hurt, and two, Mike Riley is under siege in BC. And outside of that, Daron Carter is a guy that could be. He is personable. He does get the fans going one way or another. He's got fans from Winnipeg spitting on him. He's got Rider fans booing him. He's got fans of the team that he's playing on loving him. And he's out there. But, he can't get any traction. It just doesn't seem like there is stars in this league for people to grab onto right now.
I don't think you have to market that. It's nice if you can. I don't think you have to. I go back to the Trent Fraser days and before. Even he was prior Jim Hopson days where I was part of the marketing with the club, and we'd have these meetings and talk about, well, our players aren't very good, so let's market it's better in the stands, the Canada's team thing, the Melonhead thing, the be a football hero thing, because there weren't stars on this team. I think that's overrated.
But that was pre-Facebook, pre-Twitter, pre-Instagram. We've changed. And I do think that the Riders still try and do engage the people who are in the stands. I see the other day... Allie Halverson shows up with the watermelon on her big pregnant belly. The Riders engaged her. They sent her some baby gifts. They are engaging the people, but I think it has to be more. And we become a star-driven society that wants to latch onto these guys.
They get
and
Brock
buy their
Lesnar
jersey.
In a game. Go with global ambassadors. Look what Drake did for the Raptors.
That's big.
That might be part of it.
But I think about my childhood and growing up in the 90s and this team not being very good early on. I couldn't wait for Don Narcisse to do the dance. I had Bobby Jurison's bandana.
They had guys.
It was awesome. I won a jersey contest for Gene Mikowski, and I have his number 60 little jersey that I remember. I got a picture with him and the cheerleaders. It's in the office back here. Those things, you still remember the players, and that was such a big deal, when you can attach yourself to them and now follow them on social media and things like that. How many of the players, is the casual fan, following on social media and caring about. I follow Tom Brady. I follow some of the NFL stars because, they're part of the game. I couldn't tell you anything about Jeremiah Masoli.
And who's
the person?
And the key point about all this is, whose jersey are you going to go out and buy and have any confidence that that jersey is going to last more than a year or two before you're.
But that's duct any tabling. League.
But and it's not though. Tom Brady, the same team. For how many?
You can't say that.
Ben Roethlisberger.
I just see it in the NHL now. All these guys. What if you were a fan? Who's the guy that went to the Flame? James Neal. What if you're a James Neal fan? You need four jerseys.
But he's not a star. He's not a star. John Tavares spent.
You have to be a star to have fans.
Five, six. Those are the guys you have to market.
Okay, but
I love John Tinelli, but you're not marketing John Tinelli as a guy that
number 27
for the New York Islanders. You're selling Mike Bossy, Billy Smith. You know those are the guys you have to latch onto the stars.
We have to break. Okay. Everybody's jumping in, and I get it. But Clark is going nuts. Baba Boo is going nuts over here on the other side of the wall. We've got from Amazing Race Canada, Lauren and Joanne Lavoie coming in. As a matter of fact, I think they just arrived. We'll continue more of this discussion. If you want to weigh in, please do on our Twitter feed, at Rod Peterson Show, Prairie Mobile text line 840-8777, or the Facebook video wall. We'll be right back. It's the Rod Peterson Show on Facebook Live. Listen live at rodpeterson.com. Also, CastBox, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio.
Houston, we have a problem. Join Rod and the gang in Houston this December. Rod Peterson's VIP sports experience with Uniglobe Travel. Enjoy five nights in beautiful Houston, Texas with the Rod Peterson Show. See the Houston Texans and the Denver Broncos on NFL Sunday. Plus, the Houston Rockets and exciting NBA action and so much more. Visit rodpeterson.com for more information and to sign up now.
Employer pricing is back.
It is the best time to buy right now.
You pay what we pay.
It's like you work here,
but you don't have to work here.
Check out this all-new 2019 GMC Sierra Double Cab. Its employee price is just $42,472 plus tax. That's only $138 per week. Plus, eligible Costco members receive preferred pricing on select vehicles and a $500 Costco cash card. Or take advantage of 0% financing up to 84 months.
You pay what we pay!
Bronco Plumbing and Heating has been servicing Regina and surrounding areas since 1978. At Bronco, we service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and water softeners. Bronco also provides full sewer service, plumbing service, and duct cleaning. Call Bronco Plumbing and Heating today at 306-781-2090. Proud sponsor of the Rod Peterson Show.
If you're looking for radio that's got a great message, well, we've got it. LTD Radio plays the best of the 60s to the 90s, all with amazing stories about people right from your community. You can listen live right now at ltdradio.com, iTunes, Streama, and TuneIn. LTD Radio, music to build a better day.
Did you know you can catch all the best moments from the show on all our social media platforms? Now, back to the studio with Rod.
Welcome back, everybody. Episode number 38 of the Rod Peterson Show continues. Famous number 38s. Pavel Dimitra, Kurt Schilling, Tristan Jackson, Yogi Berra, Willard Reeves. Thank you to all our listeners for chiming in on that and viewers. We just had a major crisis totally averted by our producer, Clark. He caused it, and then he fixed it.
He caused it, and then fixed it. But that's
I think
why
that's Stockholm Syndrome. Or no, it's not Stockholm Syndrome, but it's some type of syndrome.
That's why he would be our candidate for the Amazing Race.
He's
solving problems.
But creating them. That's,
yeah, I know.
That's just a good husband. Good creating guy. Problems, digging yourself out of your own dung pile.
He's the MacGyver of the sports talk world, Clark Monroe. Morning sports. The Dodgers plan to welcome the All-Star Game back to Dodger Stadium with a $100 million U.S. renovation of their historic ballpark. The Dodgers unveiled the logo for next year's Midsummer Classic last night, as well as their latest renovation plans. The plans include a statue of legend Sandy Koufax at their 57-year-old home. Marcus Stroman will start for the Blue Jays as they wrap up their three-game set against Cleveland at Rogers Center. The team split the first two meetings after Justin Smoke led Toronto to a 2-1 2-1 10-inning victory last night. The Indians will counter with All-Star Game MVP Shane Bieber. And that's about all I have for this sports update for the Tap Pub and Eatery. Darren DuPont and the Duke, Derek Myers,
he's
with us
blending
here.
Blending us together.
In the bunker. Well, I'm just saying, you know, doing a tap dance here on the air. This is live, whatever you want to call it, live broadcasting.
Live broadcast.
Yeah, which we'll get to, but we want to acknowledge our viewers this morning. Jimmy McClarty is watching from Toronto, downtown Toronto this morning, regarding the Cleveland Indians manager reference. Lou Brown was the skipper of the Indians, and he loves the line, "Forget about the curveball, Ricky, give him the heater."
There's
Remember
so,
that?
So many great lines.
So many great lines from that movie that just come up. They come up in my mind all the time. Well, as you pointed out, I'm a big Chevy Chase quoter.
Yeah.
Regularly.
Yes. Well, and I really caught on when you dropped on me one time, and I was subtle and I didn't get it, but I knew I should have. It's all ball bearings now.
It's all ball bearings these days.
The two Fletch movies are maybe a couple of the most underrated great movies.
Love
Gina Davis.
So
Gina Davis is in there. The guy that played Norm on Cheers, George Wendt, is also
there. On the beach.
Yeah, fantastic. They are such
It's great all
movies.
Ball bearings nowadays.
Classic Chevy Chase in those movies. Mr. Cocktosin.
John Cocktosin. Want a drink? No, I never touch the stuff. I'll stop. So the crisis. We were told to not let anybody know that this is a green screen behind us. This is not real. Don't spoil the surprise, is what everybody said.
Which virtually every broadcast news outlet is all green screen these days.
But CTV isn't. Where Lauren and Joanne Lavoie were this morning talking about Amazing Race Canada, because I saw them on there in their rider jerseys, and they show up here in rider jerseys. Does anybody know what color rider jerseys are?
They weren't wearing the away whites.
No, green. So this wall behind these two guys, those lovely ladies would be invisible. So we're panicking, and all of a sudden, Clark, out of nowhere, totally redeems himself. What movie?
Dumb and Dumber.
Yes.
He says, what about the riot shirts? Was your sister behind that, by the way, this gift pack?
Part of it.
Regina Riot sending us a whole gift pack of merch, none of which I can wear except for the hat. And Clark says, hey, do you have the riot gear? I got it right here under the desk.
Boom.
So Lauren and Joanne are going to come on wearing riot gear shortly.
And by the looks of things, one could be a receiver, one could be a running back. They look quick, and when you watch them on The Amazing Race, fast. Fast is the name of the game.
Were you watching The Amazing Race Canada last night because you knew they were going to be on, or were you just watching because you knew, because you're a fan?
Little of both. I did see this, was it this morning or last night? I said to Lori, hey, the gals from The Amazing Race are going to be on. I got excited, and I always say, in years and years in this business, you don't get starstruck very often. My one time was Bret the Hitman Hart, maybe because I was a fan as a kid. But after a while, you're just kind of like, okay, yeah. But I genuinely got excited. I was like, hey, these two are coming on. Mostly because of their energy. They bring so much energy.
Well, that's what the people are going to see here in the bunker here shortly after the break. But I get starstruck all the time. And actually, I was reading the book by Al Michaels that said, don't ever lose your zest. And it's for people in the sports business,
right?
Like, don't ever lose that.
He's been,
and for a period of time, I did, but I'm like, no, it's a thrill to meet some of these guys, and I'll never forget the floor and gals, but the floor of the NHL draft in Raleigh, North Carolina, I believe it was 2003. I was from me to DuPont away from Wayne Gretzky, from the great one, and I'm like, he was all by himself. He was sipping a coffee. It was like 11 o'clock in the morning.
Did you go up?
I didn't. I was too afraid to, and I regret it ever since.
Similar story, Bob Cole in the catwalk in Edmonton during the 2006 Stanley Cup Finals.
Is that a strip club?
In the broadcast center.
Oh.
He was on a catwalk, if you recall. Same thing. I didn't go up, and I kind of regret it. I wish I just would have went up, and I was a young broadcaster just getting started. I should have went up and said, hi, Mr. Cole.
Yeah.
But I didn't. And to me, that's kind of an ultimate homage of respect.
that you didn't bother him.
Yeah. The one guy in town that I still kind of get a little bit hair up on your arms is still Mr. George Reed.
Oh,
Mr.
Yeah.
Reed, I still, every time, it's just, he's Mr. Reed.
Yeah, I know. Bob Cole, actually, same thing for me, last winter in Calgary at the game, he was there and walking up in the press box area, and I walked by him and just said hi, but should have stopped and grabbed a picture and stuff. I think it's part of it is we're in this business, so we feel like we're their peers, and you don't want a fanboy.
You act like you've been there before.
And you act like you've been there, and you act like, I'm not just a fan, but then you sit back and like, I wish I had pictures of these people, and I wish
fan.
I, you know, could be a fan.
And if they're good guys, they're not going to mind, and if they're jerks, and they do mind, they're jerks anyways, so who cares what they think.
You got some good jerk stories but that we won't get into.
I got a lot. But I do remember standing next to Joe Theismann at a craps table at the Encore in Vegas, and I didn't want to introduce myself. I just wanted to stand there and look at him. It was Joe Theismann. I'm like, you're an impressive looking human being.
He has, again, a girlfriend reference, Lori. When we met Joe Theismann, he was here for the Rams dinner.
Yep.
First thing she says to him is, man, you have amazing teeth.
Everything about Joe Theismann's amazing.
I did fanboy him because I'm a Notre Dame fan.
I just wanted to look at him.
I fanboyed him a bit.
All right. Are you taking off? We're bidding you adieu, Duke?
I'm going to stay and watch on the sponsors, coach.
Oh, outstanding. Lauren and Joanne Lavoie coming up from Amazing Race Canada, Regina's newest superstars, when we come back. You're watching The Rod Peterson Show on Facebook Live. Listen live at rodpeterson.com, Google Play Music, Stitcher, and Apple Podcasts.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition, and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
Building a deeper connection with our fans by putting them in the show. It's a new era of sports talk. The Rod Peterson Show airs from 10 to noon, Monday to Friday on Facebook Live. Join the conversation today and tune in. Online, on your phone, at home, at work, follow us on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter. And subscribe on YouTube for all the content you want to watch. Don't wait, do it right now.
Your economic security does not lie in your job. It lies in your power to produce, to think, to learn, to create, to adapt. That is true financial independence. It's not merely having wealth. It's having the power to produce wealth. We are your power to produce wealth. We are your freedom to make your dreams your reality. We are your shield against uncertainty. We are your family's protector when you no longer can be. We are your assurance that the light you see at the end of the tunnel isn't a train. We are comfort, clarity, and peace of mind. We are your financial guardian angel. We are 2020 Wealth Management. We are all these things and more. And we welcome you. Come see us and prosper.
If you've been using an inefficient heating system for indoor or outdoor use, you might be surprised by the quality and comfort that zone-controlled infrared heaters offer. Heating Green's energy-saving infrared heaters transfer sun-like warmth directly to people and objects without noise or maintenance. Increase your comfort and decrease cost, room by room. Our silent infrared heaters are perfect for indoor and outdoor spaces. For greater comfort using less energy, contact us at heatinggreen.com.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appelle Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse has a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop, staffed by PGA of Canada professionals, is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call 306-731-1445 or log on to deervalleygolf.ca.
honey? Can you get one of the kids to show me how this Twitter thing works? Honey, I need to get on Instagram. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Hour two of the program continues. Rod Peterson Show on a beautiful, sunny Saskatchewan summer day. We are in the bunker for episode number 38 of the program. The sponsors' couch is full, not with sponsors today. Yesterday it was, not today. Darren DuPont and Derek Myers have gone over there, plus our intern, Connor, because we've got special guests here in the bunker in the chairs one and two. Lauren and Joanne Lavoie Regina from Amazing Race Canada joining us here on the program today. Two Regina gals. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having us. This is wild.
It is pretty wild. What do you think's wild about it?
That everything's a green screen.
Isn't it?
But no, it's awesome. Like, this is so cool. Like, I've always wanted to, like, I love Tim and Sid on TSN, so I'm getting the Tim and Sid vibe, so this is really cool.
So a lot of people are saying that.
Yeah,
that's cool, too. Yeah. Are you old enough to remember David Letterman? Because I get that a lot, too. Yep. A Letterman-esque feel.
Yep. Maybe so. Lauren. I'm a little baby.
You're not old enough. You're a little bean.
Great advertising for Regina Ride Football, obviously.
Yeah,
which you, Joanne, have a connection to. So let's just get that out of the way right now.
Yeah, I got to work, like the pleasure to work with these ladies for this last season. And it was so much fun. So wearing these shirts feels really good.
So from the moment you guys walked through the door downstairs, Studio B, and walked into here, I felt this energy just boom off you guys.
Goodness.
Just your glowing energy. Do you wear people out, both of you? Your parents, your family?
Our parents would definitely say that we wear them out, I'm sure. but I think that's just like, it's, you know, if you've ever been in like a small space, you just like take a handful of bouncy balls and throw it as hard as you can and they just bounce off each
other. That's you too.
Yeah. That's us. And I think we wear each other out.
But it's never a dull moment.
Uh-huh.
It's always wild with us.
Well, as I said to you guys in the break, I feel guilty almost that I'm the only one that can conduct this interview because Darren and Derek have a lot of questions for you. But my very first one, I'm watching the opening of Amazing Race last night. And of course, you guys are from Regina, so you got to have a Saskatchewan vibe and you're standing in a field in front of the elevators from Chrono.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So what made you choose Chrono? How did that go about? How'd you end up out there for photos for the show?
One of our story producers has lived in Saskatchewan for a while and loves the area. And when they were trying to decide like a very Saskatchewan-esque location, he was like, you have to go out there. So
of course,
absolutely, like that was like needed that shot, wanted it so badly. So that was, I mean, you can really go out of town anywhere and find somewhere beautiful in this province. So he just had that one spot that he cared about, he had a connection with, and he's like, you have to go there.
Well, it looked great. Yeah. Looked great.
Oh, I loved it. And it just showed off Saskatchewan and how beautiful it is. So we can't complain.
So you guys have come just for our viewers and listeners this morning with a list of conditions about what you can and can't talk about. So tell me what we can't talk about. Because the show's done, right? So you can talk about the episodes up to last night, basically.
Yeah, yes. We can't talk about everyone's favorite question. People walk up to us everywhere all the time. So did you win?
Why? Are you driving the cars yet? Where are they in the driveway? Can't say anything yet.
Yeah.
We got to
be
super
tight
lip.
This is no small thing, but I mean, back in the day, you guys are young, Canadian game shows, which is in a way, this is what it is, reality television, they were playing for like $5,000. I'm watching the opening last night and it's vehicles, it's $250,000 in cash, it's trips around the world.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Really, really big deal that you're part of.
It's insane. Yeah. It's always on the back of your mind. When you're running the race, you're thinking, oh, this is such an amazing experience. And then when things start to go bad and it starts to slip away, like when we're sitting on the curb, it's like, oh, but the cars,
yeah,
they're so red and they're probably so fast.
That's what keeps you going?
Yeah, definitely.
It does. But then, then too, for us, a lot of it was the experience because regardless of what happens, I mean, even just watching that last episode, the things that we did, you don't just get to do. You don't get to run around Yellowknife, go under Great Slave Lake, ice fish on top of Great Slave Lake. When do you get to... I will never hold that many diamonds in my life, literally.
No, I don't think so.
And it's the experience, too. You want to know what's going to happen next, too.
Well, obviously, we can't talk about what's going to happen next.
No.
But talk about swimming under the ice, by the way.
I was
told to bring that up.
Cold. I've been in ice baths before. I would do it 1,000 times again. The ice bath, that water, as soon as you hit it, I felt like I didn't have hands. I didn't have a face. Mm-hmm. If someone asked me if I had hands and I wasn't looking at them, I didn't even know that they were there.
So explain to our viewers what happened last night.
So the challenge was there was 2 big triangles cut out 3 feet apart from each other, and you had to go down under a meter of ice and kind of follow along this rope, which I didn't use anyways. I just swam, I guess, which is hilarious to watch now. But along your path, getting from one triangle to the other, your next clue was along that travel. So it was pitch black under there. You couldn't hear anything. You couldn't see anything. And you're trying to find this yellow piece of envelope. It is almost impossible.
Well, my heart's racing hearing you tell that story. I can't imagine what it's like to do. You're both wearing, are those Apple watches?
Yeah.
The Samsung watches that we won.
That you won? Okay. I'm just wondering if your heart was racing.
Oh my God. It was at least like 240
beats. It had to have been.
It was to try and pump the blood to my hands or my face. But yeah, no, it was cold.
Yeah. Well, they actually even said that you like they would, that's why they had them dunk their faces before, because if they had just jumped in that water, everything would have seized up.
Yeah, you had to acclimatize yourself. And if you wouldn't have done it in, I think 3 or 4 tries, they would have sat you out for 30 minutes to try and calm down and like relax, because it wasn't safe for you to go under if you were too panicked.
Wow. Yeah. Like I'm panicked sitting here. Yeah, I can't
imagine.
I was
like, thank goodness I'm a yoga teacher. I could chill my breath down.
Right. Yeah, it's a thing for sure.
I could get
zen.
Yeah.
John writes in on the Facebook wall. He says, I hope you guys win and don't get robbed like Josh did on Top Chef Canada. So I don't know. He's a fan of reality TV, obviously. Producer Clark asks, of the 4 episodes so far, what were some of the hardest challenges that you faced?
The dirt bikes in Revelstoke was almost impossible for me. I mean, I've driven a standard car twice in my life, and all I did on that dirt bike for about 2.5 hours was stall every 3 seconds. So it gets so frustrating when you think you have it and then the bike just dies. And then I fell. I took some nasty spills on that dirt bike. So definitely getting back up when you are in so much pain and knowing that you got to finish was wild, but just showed us like how strong you can actually be. When you think you're done and you don't have anything left, this race shows you that you have this whole other bucket of energy.
What about you, Lauren?
I think the diamonds were insanely difficult. It was very, they kind of glossed over in the explanation of the challenge. They didn't tell you that the symbol was on the girdle of the diamond. They were just kind of like, inspect the girdle and then do this, this, and this. So if you didn't really, which the first time I looked at it, I didn't inspect, I like inspected the girdle quickly and then just continued on. But like, I would have had no idea. The only reason I figured out that we were looking for a Canadian symbol was I heard Sam beside me, and the guy came over to check and he goes, just these 6. And then my brain goes, oh my God, they're not all Canadian diamonds. Cause I'd been getting all 7 looked at over and over and over. And I was, something is wrong. But that was an incredibly difficult task, coupled with the fact that I had been bawling right before I did it.
Yeah.
Which when you're trying to look at the diamond, if you so much as breathe the wrong way, you actually like lose focus on it. So I was like trying not to do the crying breathing while I'm turning this diamond. Yep.
Yeah. The science of the lambs breathing. Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Literally.
Well, I have learned so much just watching last night's episode. For instance, that Canadian stamp that are in those diamonds that come up here. Who knew that Whitehorse was the diamond capital of the world, correct?
Yeah.
Or of the continent.
Yeah.
One of the two. Yeah. So what have you guys learned about this country that you didn't know when you've been going through this? Probably a lot, I would think.
So much. Like, I keep going back to Revelstoke, but the ski hill that we run up to on the finish mat in Revelstoke is, I think, the longest like vertical incline ski hill that's in Canada. And I was like, great, this is awesome. I'm running up it in running shoes, not even skis.
But I think for me, it's reinforcing how brilliant of a place Canada is. You just see like those geologists and the number of people that we ran into. I mean, they can't film every time you stop and ask someone a question, but we did not run into a single person that didn't want to help, that didn't want to figure out a way to make something work for you. And people offering to like help you find places and help you out when you're there. It's just, it really, I knew Canadians were nice. We're known for it, but when you see it firsthand, when you're in that situation, it really is like a brilliant
thing.
And
not even knowing that we were on the race, because you tuck away those little yellow envelopes, everyone is just would throw their jacket down, anything to help you, because you're just so panicked and so lost. And no Canadian wants to see anybody struggling. No. So it was so heartwarming to see how awesome we are.
A couple questions from the viewers. William Work says, when you're done with Amazing Race Canada, what's next?
I don't know if I can see an airport for a while now because we've been screaming out of those for a while. But it definitely inspired us to want to travel and even see more of this world or explore more of Canada even. Because every time we showed up to a new place, I couldn't even believe how incredible these landscapes are and the people, the culture. It's amazing. Canada is so brilliant. And I challenge anybody to just go out and see. Go up to the north. Everyone always talks about wanting to see it. Go up there. Mm-hmm. Check it out. It's great.
In the summertime.
But in the summertime. Honestly, because we landed there in April and it was minus 23 or something with the wind chill. It was 30, basically. Wow. So we're going under the water at minus 30. But we hopped out and I was like, it's like Regina in December, but it's April. I'm so confused. But yeah.
That would be something. How about you, Lauren?
I think for me, the Amazing Race is really cool, but I could not imagine myself on something like Big Brother. Like, I mean, you see that kind of cutthroat, like, game playing that Irina and Dave do, which would fit great on Big Brother. I just don't have that in me. Like, I would probably be off in, like, some random room, like, not associating with anyone on the show.
I mean, I would try The Bachelor.
Which wouldn't work too good for the show.
No, it wouldn't. No, it wouldn't at all.
Yeah. Well, but, you know, I had Ryan Ballantyne in here last week. He's a Stampeders blogger, but he was on Big Brother Canada. And I asked him the question, which I will ask you. And I said, how has this changed your life? And he was like big time. So how has this Amazing Race experience changed you guys' lives?
I think it's just you can't make excuses. You can't say, like, I'm too tired, I can't do this. You just have to find a way to do it. And I think it really showed us, like, the depth of what we're capable of. I think it really, really showed us, again, we're the kind of people that are really comfortable. Like, unless we're certain, you don't want to, like, take that shot. Or you don't want to try for that thing unless you know with certainty you're going to get it. And this, like, there have been already probably 5 or 10 things that have been shown that I've never done in my life, but we still got through it. We still did it. And in some cases we were really good at it. So I think just taking chances on things, like, really, that's, you only get to roll around this earth one time for a bunch of years if you're lucky. So take chances, do it.
Make it a good time. And for me, honestly, I really struggle with the idea of failure. Things come really easy to me really quickly. And I messed up so many times on this race. And it just showed me that it only makes you better. And practice is what makes perfect, not just luck. So It was nice to fail on a big scale and know that you just pick yourself up and you just keep going. It's not the end of the world.
And how about representing... Well, they say Regina's Lauren and Joanne. I'm saying Saskatchewan's Lauren and Joanne. What about representing this province? How does that feel to carry the flag, sort of, on this national show like you are?
Absolutely mind-blowing. The fact that I love the Amazing Race, and I've always been rooting for a team from Saskatchewan. That's all I've ever wanted. And knowing that that's us is insane. And for us to be able to showcase what Saskatchewanians are like, what this province is like, and it's not just a flyover, it's not where you have a layover and then you head to your destination. Like, it's really cool here, and we're getting that opportunity to show the nation that you need to come to the prairies, man. Mm-hmm. It's pretty cool.
How about you, Lauren?
I think that's exactly it. That Regina, you have people that will talk about, like, I have a layover in Regina or Saskatoon, or I'm visiting family for a day and then I'm continuing on to wherever. But the people that are here are so brilliant. And really, the people that are here are who've made us who we are. So, I mean, we're getting so much of a positive response from the show. You're so funny. You're so sweet. You're so nice. And that's because of people in Saskatchewan. That's who we learned it from.
Yeah. Well, I'm not shocked that you guys would be picked for the show, given your energy, as I said, when you came in here, I could feel it.
Aww.
And a fun question before we go. Bob on the Facebook feed says... The team, and you don't have to answer this, but I got to ask it anyways. The team from Quebec is coming across as very arrogant and cutthroat. Is that true?
I think the thing that people forget with this race, because Canadians are so nice, is that it is a game. And what Dave and Irina are doing is they're playing the game and they're playing games. So we see, I see so many fans are so heated about them. They're doing exactly to the fans what they did to us on the race. So they're really, they're getting in people's heads, and that's what they want to do.
That's what Dave does for a living, and he's good at it. Yeah. There were so many times we're on the race and we're like, Dave and Irina, and we're kind of complaining, and our camera crew looked at us and they're like, guys, focus on your own race. They're doing exactly what you're mad about. They're getting in your head. focus on your own race. And we're like, oh no, they did it. They got in our brains. But they are so good at playing the game. You can't doubt that they are absolutely killing it. And all of us are complaining, but we just can't catch up to them.
I think one of the great lines that one of our camera crew had was, he said, he's like, do you think they're talking about you right now? And we stopped and we're like, nope, not
mind
at all.
Blowing.
They're worried about their own stuff. So, and Joanne and I really did. That was a big thing for us. We're like, we're running our own race. Even using the one way was something we weren't certain about doing. But it for us, it was the alliances, the games, all that. We were worried about doing what we needed to do to keep going.
Mm-hmm.
What a lesson for life.
Run your own race.
Run your own race.
No matter how fast or slow you go, you'll get there.
Well, I will tell you what, my life is richer for having you two come in here today. No. So thank you. And we're pulling for you, watching every week. And thanks for repping us so well.
Thanks for having us.
The overtime segment is coming up. It's the Rod Peterson Show on Facebook Live. Listen live at rodpeterson.com, Apple Podcasts, Google Play Music, and Spotify.
He's covering everything that matters to you. It's the Rod Peterson Show. Tune in live Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to noon, to catch the show live and be a part of the action. Take control by commenting live and sharing the show with your friends.
Employee pricing is back.
You get to pay what I pay and the whole entire pre-owned inventory.
Plus, we're Ford of Canada's number one pre-owned store, right here in Regina.
This 2018 Nissan Rogue SV all-wheel drive is employee priced at just $22,999 plus tax. Or check out this 2011 Jetta Highline diesel. It's employee price, just $11,999 plus tax.
You pay what we pay!
Locally owned and family operated, Emerald Water, refreshing the Rod Peterson Show. From reverse osmosis to natural alkaline and distilled water, they are perfect for your home and office. Saskatchewan's number one source for commercial alkaline with natural electrolytes and minerals that are better for your body. Naturally occurring magnesium, calcium, bicarbonate, and potassium are amazing for your health. Trust 30 years of experience and drink water that matters from Emerald Water.
You got something to say? You want to add to the show?
Not.
What are you waiting for? Don't just sit there. Say something. Now, back to the studio with Rod.
All right, welcome back for the overtime segment, everybody, on this episode number 38 of the Rod Peterson Show. We are in the bunker, coming to you from a field north of Dewdney. That's all you need to know. Today's poll for Capital Auto Mall, Universal Collision Center, which is Canada's game of the week in the Canadian Football League, running away with it. The Winnipeg Blue Bombers at the Hamilton Tiger Cats. Many people feel that that is a Grey Cup preview. I am starting to be of that mindset, although Derek Myers seems to think the Riders will be in the Grey Cup, as does John Gormley.
You're going to put that on me, are you?
Second place, Saskatchewan at BC. And then 2% of the vote is Calgary at Ottawa. 1% of the vote is Toronto at Edmonton. I feel like any game the Argos are in is fourth place in the voting all the time, which is unfortunate for them, but it's a fact.
You know what? I don't mind. James Wilder, I don't mind seeing him struggle a little.
Everybody's going off on James Wilder Jr., and I get it. You whine and you cry and you pout.
Mr. Wrestling
for
Man.
For a raise. You want out of your contract. You get the money, and then you... soil the sheets for 2 years.
I mean, there's a lot more to it than that.
Is there?
Also, well, you got to have an offensive line. There, you got to get the right play calls. There's tons of it.
He's fumbling the ball.
I did get something out of the sisters about the Amazing Race.
What?
They'll be on next week.
Did you not watch?
Big spoiler alert.
You watched last night.
I know. I was just teasing the people.
I think
because they can't talk about anything that hasn't happened yet. But we do know they'll be on next week.
Oh, I guess we should call you Scoops now. Breaking news right there.
Just trying to be a jerk.
Yeah. Well, you achieved it.
Well, I get that. Weren't they great?
Oh, yes. It's fantastic. Now I'm going to be addicted to the show. I swear that I am. And now, of course, all the comments are coming in here from Dalton. Where is the race taking place? All across Canada. That's the whole point. What are you laughing at?
That's the whole idea.
Well, it's called Amazing Race Canada.
What's Johnny call, say?
What? That's the whole idea.
There it is.
Johnny Athens, our Greek friend. That's the whole idea. Prairie Mobile text line from, of course, this guy's anonymous. Is it possible for the ladies' mics to be lowered a bit to show their beautiful faces?
Aww.
Ew. Should have asked them those types of questions. How's your life changed with that? Comments like that.
Well, you know, I'm an instant fan because of all the tattoos as well.
Mm-hmm. I know. We should have got into that. Did you ask them about their tattoos?
No, haven't.
They're still here, by the way, on the sponsor's couch. You guys have your own little club, right? Tattoo people?
Well, dedicated tattoo people. There's those that, like my mom, that goes and gets like one or two, in Mexico with some sort of a dolphin or some sort of thing there. But I think I see some anime on Lauren's arm there, like cartoon anime character. So I'm interested. I always get interested in what draws people to their artwork. Ricky Foley, Jordan Reeves, those type of guys. You better sit down with a couple cups of coffee if you want to hear the stories behind their artwork.
I know, but I got a buddy who works in hockey who listens to this show every single day, doesn't live in this province, but he says when he got his first tattoo, he said a whole new world. He says a whole new demographic of women started paying attention to me.
Ooh.
Yeah, and all it was a little tattoo on his calf. I don't want to out him what
was it the Hockey Canada logo?
Stop it. I can't say.
I've seen those before.
Oh, yeah, a lot of guys have those. I'm just saying... It's a whole new world. Do you know my tattoo story, by the way?
You don't have any.
But there's a reason for that.
What, did
I was
you
in Vegas.
Get one?
And yes, and I had, here was my idea. I was going to get my wife and children's initials either down here.
Nice.
Or on my calf.
Yeah.
And it's spelled C-A-C-A. So they spell it all out. Look at it. Caca.
So?
It's Mexican for poop.
Oh, is it? Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, I'm not Spanish. Oh, yeah. Maybe not.
Neither am I.
You could have switched it.
You've
around.
Never heard the term
could
caca?
CCAA or something.
So they honestly did it in calligraphy. It didn't really look like it. And I'm like, okay, it's on. Let's draw this. I'm coming back. It was going to be like $350. Yeah? Is that a lot?
Why don't you do it? No, that's probably fair.
Because I was out for supper the night before I'm set to get this tattoo. With my wife and Perry Nias. You remember Perry Nias?
How could I forget Perry Nias?
The Ceylon Slugger. And this is the topic going around the supper table as Rod's getting a tattoo tomorrow in Planet Hollywood in the stores there. Yep. And Perry's like, you can't get a tattoo. You're the country boy of all country boys. I'm like, you're right. I'm out. I'm not getting a tattoo.
There's a lot of...
And my wife's like, for 2 days I've been trying to tell you not to get a tattoo and you're going to get it. And then Perry says you can't get it because you're a country boy and you're not. I'm like... Exactly.
Especially in Vegas.
I've gotten to know a lot of country boys that have tattoos, particularly bull riders.
Ricky Foley.
Farmers, cowboys. I'm still not sold that Ricky Foley is a country boy.
I'm not either.
I got two tattoos in Vegas. One, I remember. The other one was a surprise.
Yeah, when you woke up the next day, you're like, what's
it's a
this?
A surprise. But yeah.
Oh, by the way. We clearly have no point as we wrap up overtime here. I was watching, speaking of...
It's a show about nothing.
It's a show about nothing. Well, that seemed to work. Hangover came on television again the other night.
It's still...
Actually, the other day.
It's still good.
It's still great.
Do you know that it's been 10 years? That movie came out in 2009.
It's still great.
That's how long ago that it came out?
It's amazing.
It's still great, yes. Every single scene is funny.
I'm a huge fan of... who's the lead guy? He's also been an American Sniper.
Bradley Cooper.
Bradley Cooper. I'm a huge Bradley Cooper guy. A Star is Born. But, I mean...
In the face.
He's had so many serious roles, and they got that... Stupid movie Hangover that never fails.
That's
to
what
make
he'd be remembered for.
Giggle. Like, it is so funny when they do the scene where they're coming down the escalator like Rain Man to go counting cards. I giggle every time.
No, I'm still thinking about the taser scene.
No,
I tased him right in the neck first.
So I know.
Yes! Right in the neck, and he's down.
So good.
Boy, this is deteriorating.
Joe from New York writes in, tattoo people are the best. I think Joe's fairly tatted up.
Clearly.
He's watching from New York City this morning. John Schmidt writing in, he says, the Riders will be lucky to win 8 games, let alone a Grey Cup.
8-10 will get you in, and then you just got to win 3. Mm-hmm. That's the point.
But anyways, Clark, what do we have tomorrow? I'm literally wiping tears off my face.
Yeah, I know. Me too.
That's how much fun we're having here on the old Rod Peterson show.
Lou Brown.
So Clark is typing, I hope, our Baba Booey, our producer, telling us what we have on the program tomorrow, because I have absolutely no idea.
Thursday's usually a Silver Fox day, isn't it?
Yeah.
Get the ramps in here.
And
tomorrow, actually, I'm going to Saskatoon for that soccer game.
All the Selects versus Whitecaps.
With the Whitecaps, and I'm going to call the game. Play-by-play.
Are you really?
Yeah, so...
That's awesome.
What do you know about soccer?
Nothing. I'm going to learn it tonight. I know a little bit.
That's going to be great. Yeah. Thomas Hassel, who is a Saskatchewan guy, Saskatoon guy, is going to be with the Whitecaps. The Kaylin Kyle, former member of Team Canada, is also coming in for this.
Yeah, she's going to be there.
It's going to be quite a good production. It's going to be a lot of fun up there in Saskatoon. God, that's great, dude.
You're going to send me the game notes then, or your pregame report?
I'm excited.
Report?
You know me. I'm a
I
soccer
think it's great.
Now,
so. Obviously. Obviously, we're huge on board with the soccer world. We're becoming that. I know you follow Kaylin Kyle on Instagram. Did you see she dropped a big tease this morning?
She did drop a big tease.
Do you know what it is?
No, I do not know what it is. I'm interested to see. She's in transit. She lives in Miami now, and she's coming back to Saskatoon for this. So her and the little guy are on their way back to Saskatoon.
So big news coming from Kaylin Kyle in the soccer world, television world, something.
Do you feel like it might be a broadcast thing? Because
she
really knocked it out of the park for the Women's World Cup on TSN.
My color commentator on the call sheet from the television production company said TBD.
Ooh.
Maybe it's Kaylin Kyle.
Maybe.
Your broadcast tomorrow?
Yeah, wouldn't that be something?
I could see why she would be teasing that on Instagram.
Right?
I could tell you
I'm going to be Darren DuPont's sideline reporter.
Yeah.
It's a big deal.
Why not?
Why not?
Tomorrow, Kelly Rempel, the Silver Fox, from TSN Calgary, Jermaine Franklin. Everybody loves Frankie.
New rink deal.
Frankenstein. Be talking about the new arena in Calgary. Henry Burris from the CFL on TSN, future CFL Hall of Famer. Did you just cheer over there?
No.
Oh, you're just stretching? Oh, okay. Just stretching. And sports social media analyst Philip LeClaire. That should be interesting.
Philippe Leclerc.
Yeah, that's all coming up tomorrow. Thanks, Duke. It's been a lot of fun today.
It's been a pleasure.
The same for you, Dupes, as usual.
Yeah.
And in the next 24 hours, folks, or 22 before we go on the air, please head on over to rodpeterson.com/trip and sign up to Come On Down to Houston. Join us in Houston, Texas, December 5th to the 10th with our first ever Rod Peterson Show sports trip. We'll be catching the Houston Texans and the Denver Broncos on NFL Sunday. The Houston Rockets, we're praying when the NBA schedule comes out next month. Two live shows. And if you didn't know, in Texas, there's a rodeo every night. So we're hoping to have the Cowboys and the Farmers join us down in Texas. Again, that's rodpeterson.com/trip. And that's it. We'll see you tomorrow on the Rod Peterson Show on Facebook Live.
For more Rod Peterson on demand, visit rodpeterson.com.